You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Juan Almendares. International observers should stay in Honduras until election results are clear. Keeping human rights observers in Honduras until the results of last Sunday's presidential elections are clarified is essential to avoid the worsening of political and social violence in the country, said Juan Almendares in an interview with Real World Radio 2 days after the vote. The doctor and member of Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras, is also a key person in terms of humanitarian rights. He said it could take about a month to have the election results. The Freedom Party and the Anti-Corruption Party claimed there had been electoral fraud. Meanwhile, President Porfirio Lobo said the vote results are final and that his party colleague Juan Orlando Hernández won the elections. Almendares, who used to be a member of the Executive Committee of Friends of the Earth International, collaborated in several international missions in Honduras, especially one by the International Human Rights Alliance, where Spanish Judge Baltasar Garzón participated. Almendares said the elections were militarized and rural communities who are struggling against megaprojects and mining, as well as monoculture plantations, are the most vulnerable to state violence. We said before the elections that the presence of unidentified military police in the polling stations amounted to announcing human rights violations, said Almendares. He added that the same officers who held overrided in the coup d'etat that ousted President Manuel Zelaya in 2009 are now the ones who guarantee the elections, which is a contradiction that favors the ruling status quo. Indigenous and Garifuna leaders are some of the groups at risk for defending their territories. We believe that the observation process should be ongoing. A democracy is not only defined by a vote, but by the respect for human rights. There is a month deadline to recount the votes. We believe there should be the vote recount the opposition is demanding, so the country is at peace, said Almendares. He calls social and human rights organizations and the media to be alert to what is happening in Honduras.
You are listening to Real World News.